Freak Show Podcast. Orlando and the Freak Show. Mornings from 6 to 10. Wild 94.1.
Stress at the house just became times 10 because now I have a driver with their own permit.
Oh, that's exciting.
You have...
I have a 15-year-old daughter who has now passed her permit.
Oh, wow.
Deal.
That's congratulations awesome. To her. That's a really big accomplishment.
It is.
It's a big look, especially for the fact that kids don't really, you know, want to do that. But she's like, she sees it as independence. She sees us driving.
Yeah.
We drive her everywhere. So it's been something she wanted to do. She didn't take the class with the student driving thing at school. She wanted to do the whole thing on her own.
Okay.
So she did the test or whatever. And tested and got and passed it. So now it's time for her to start driving. Now, I got a good friend of mine, Jessica, who pretty much has told me that she went on Amazon to buy these bumper stickers.
Oh, yeah.
That say, like, be patient. This is a student. Or
student driver.
Student driver. Be patient, please. Or whatever, like, that you put on your car.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of told her it was goofy because I'm like, what? Like, it's not because I know traffic people don't really care. Like, if it's a driver's school and they got the sign and, you know, they got the double brake and all that other stuff, you realize, okay, this is a system. Let me stay away from them people because there could be something that goes wrong and they have identified themselves as this is a class kind of situation. But if you throw it on the back of your car, it makes me feel like it's a target for your daughter, for the kid.
I definitely see those out and maneuver accordingly.
You see people using those bumper stickers on regular cars?
Yeah, student driver sticker, caution, beware. I keep a really close eye on that car because I feel like they might do something unexpected. They might slam the brakes or swerve or some stupid. And that's why the sticker exists.
Mm-hmm.
So I definitely keep a focus on that car.
I would feel good.
It's embarrassing, though.
It
seems a little embarrassing.
It is
to put that
little
on your car?
Yeah.
It really does.
I like it.
And it seems like it targets you. Like if something does happen.
Yeah.
And you have a bumper sticker on the back of your car that says student driver.
It makes sense.
You basically admitted that whatever happened wrong, it happened in this car because...
Because I'm inexperienced.
Yeah, we ain't got an experienced driver
but
in
you're
here.
Learning. I just saw, this is so funny, brought it up. My neighbor's daughter is learning how to drive, and I saw this. Like, they took it off of the car because you can put it on and off.
Yeah, it's
like a little magnet. And I was like, that is so smart because I see these people drive it around, and I make sure I stay away from them. I want to give them space. That way they can learn.
But does that give you a good training? Because, like, you see with the streets we deal with. I mean, traffic out here is nasty.
Yeah.
And people out here are nasty when they maneuvering in and out of it.
Right.
So do you want to give them a good barometer of what to expect? Because if they got the sticker on the joint, now they getting everything. Dobby's like, everybody moving out of your way. We parting the Red Sea for the student. And then you go out there when you're regular, and now everything moving a little tighter.
Well,
and they like, yo, what's going on?
You know what? So, like, let's say hypothetically there's somebody with the student driver sticker, and you're going 45 in a 45. You're hitting the speed limit, not a mile an hour over. Normally, you know, people go 5, 7, a few miles an hour over. So, like, normally you would see that person that's doing the speed limit and you'd be like, yeah, what the hell?
Mm-hmm,
if you don't hurry up.
Mm-hmm.
But with that student driver, you'd be like, okay, they're learning. They don't want to speed. I'm a little bit more sympathetic to your situation.
Out of 813, it says, those stickers don't do nothing. I feel like people get more aggressive when they see those stickers.
No, I totally disagree. Now, not everybody is going to see that and care. So I think it does give them a little bit more protection, I guess. If somebody like Dobby or I were driving by, we want to give them a little bit of breathing room. That way they can learn. Because there are going to be people that don't care and that are going to, you know, ride up against her or whatever in traffic.
So right now that means she can drive a car with somebody over 18 with her?
I think it's over 25. I didn't read it yet because she just hit me up and said, hey, I got it. So I haven't seen the actual paperwork. I thought it was 25. I don't know. It might be over 18, but it won't be anybody except her mom or myself. This says it helps people without patience also and not beep the horn and be aggressive while your child is behind the wheel.
It's a little different than those baby signs because people see the baby signs, but they're on every single car, so a lot of people just don't care.
Baby on board.
Caution, baby on board.
Okay, that's a perfect example. Like, a driver doesn't care that you have a baby on board. I don't want to hit my car against your car.
Right.
I'm not gonna say, ooh, I can bump into this car, but ooh, wait, they got a baby on board. Mm-hmm. I don't want to hit your car anyway.
I don't look at those the same. If it said baby driving, I'd be like, okay, all right, let me keep an eye on this.
Aaron just wrote us, said, I see old people driving with them stickers too.
Yeah. Okay. I've never seen that before.
Do whatever you can do to protect your daughter.
And that's exactly what it is. Because there are going to be people that care that she needs a little bit of extra time and breathing room.
What car is she going to be driving?
Yeah.
I mean, she would have to drive her mom's car or my car. I have a SUV, a Lexus.
That's good.
You're not going to let her drive your car.
What do you mean? We were going to do it this weekend, and then we had to leave earlier. But I was going to take her to, because there's a couple parking lots.
Yes.
Close to where I am.
A church parking lot.
Like a big, huge parking lot. And that's where my dad took me. Kmart parking lot was the move.
But she's ready for, like, streets now, though.
She is. But I'm saying I'm not.
Okay.
Like, I mean, I'm not going to just throw her out there on the streets.
She hasn't had
the driving class.
So she didn't have to drive. She didn't have to pass, like, a practical to get this permit. It's just, like, a written type thing.
Now the student part starts.
I got you.
The actual one where you sit with somebody, that's when you get your real driver's license?
Yeah, that's when you take the class. Yeah. And then because you circumvent a lot of this stuff if you take the class.
Okay, yeah.
This, you're just doing it on your own and preparing to go take the driver's test.
Are you going to teach her yourself?
I'm going to try and teach her like
it
my dad
like
did.
It sounds like it's making you a little nervous. You can I'm
going to try it first. Yeah. If I can't take it, then I'll get her like some sort of driver's class or whatever. But I'm now watching what I do behind the wheel. Like I always did, but now I'm trying to drive with 10 and 2.
Oh, you're trying to be perfect. Mm-hmm.
So I could try and show her because like I'm used to driving with one hand.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you're leaning back a little bit.
Yeah. You know? And I'm like, okay, let me.
Right.
Now that we're paying attention, let me 10 and 2 it.
Right.
You know, because she knows we buckle up all the time. Right. We do that. But like I'm just. Trying to really
make an example,
be a good instructor.
Right.
Oh, I just learned something. And somebody texted, we got a couple texts that said the baby on board stickers are in case you get in an accident. So first responders will know that there's a baby in the car.
Ah, so it's not for the driver.
It's not for the driver.
I always thought it was for the driver.
There we go. Because drivers don't really care. Yeah. That's what I meant by that. And also some people said there's a magnet I could put on there because I'm not really putting no bumper sticker on.
No, of course not. Yeah. But the magnet, I think it's a good thing.
Yeah.
Definitely, because she's going to be going on the interstate, correct?
I'm not
saying No, not
anytime soon.
No,
I mean, we're not going on the interstate now. I'm talking about just getting comfortable with the movements of the car.
Yeah.
Like starting and stopping, braking and accelerating is something that I want to work on in a closed space first before I put her out on the street with me. Because also, they respond to my voice kind of like if I get scared and I'm like, stop! She's going to hit the brakes and jerk.
Nervous. And that's, she might cry.
She's definitely going to cry.
Yeah,
because I cried when my daddy did it. I damn sure did. When he was screaming at me, I was like, I don't want to do it no more. So he made me do it again.
She's in driver's ed. That's how she got
She's not in driver's
she's
ed.
She's not in driver's
she
ed.
She went to, because she's of age, she can take the test, and she studied
online
and did it herself and was like, yo, she was, put it this way, the first part of spring break, she's like, daddy, I just want to really get this out of the way, so I'm studying for this test. And I'm like, wait, what are you studying for? And I'm like, you didn't enroll in it. She's like, no, I'm doing it on my own.
That's awesome.
And so I can make sure I understand all of the text part of it.
Yeah.
Is she getting
really
a car next year? Car. Mm-hmm. You know, that conversation is about to be had.
Yep.
Don't look shocked, daddy. Yeah, I got it. She got a license now.
No, that don't mean you get a car.
I'm asking on her behalf.
No, I don't think we're getting a car. We're not ready for the car right now.
But not right now, but in a year.
In a year, like we would have to discuss. I mean, I don't know.
She getting a car.
Yeah,
she's getting a car.
We can read right through this.
I don't know if
you're
going to get a car.
What are we doing? Like the Honda? We doing like
the Beamer? No, you're not doing it. We damn sure not doing no Beamer. I don't know what we're doing, but we're not doing a Beamer. We're not doing that.
Toyota.
Ford Festiva.
Okay,
nice.
There you go.
Look like a little bit of
one. Oh, you know that that's a real car.
I don't even know if they still make that one, but it sounds much better than a Beamer, though.
Nowadays, everybody's got to go to shrinks and counselors and talk about their problems. I had a semester and a half of college, so I understand Freud.
Time to work out your problems.
Oh, man, homie.
Which therapist you need?
My mind is playing tricks on me.
888-429-0941. Therapy Thursday.
Did you go to Hollywood Upstairs Medical College, too?
Which therapist you need? Therapy Thursday. With Demesman and Dover Law Firm, your accident attorney. Now on Wild 94.1.
I understand therapy.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Dr. Nick.
Y'all better put some respect on our higher learning institution of Hollywood Upstairs Medical College.
Yes.
We are here to serve you. 888-429-0941. You got a question, we can find you an answer. I am worried about Meredith MD over here because
why?
We have to get her kind of a psychological panel after
Wait
all of
minute.
These tattoos over here.
No.
You look different in your lab coat.
Yeah, I don't need my lab coat now.
Yeah, you tore the sleeves off your lab coat. That makes it a little different. All right, so we got questions in here for Dr. Davi, Meredith MD, Orlando BGYN, whatever you want us to cover, we can. All right, you can text us or call. What we got?
We got one out to 813. It says, my daughter is dating a guy that I don't like at all. She's 22 years old. She's out of the house, so it's hard for me to impose my will. All I can really do is tell her how I feel. He's like a flashy drug dealer type.
Oh, damn.
I don't know for sure if that's what he does, but he checks all the boxes. Nice car, gold chains, never at work. I've talked to her, but it's like it's in one ear, out the other. Should I just leave this in God's hands or keep having her try to see my point? I just don't want to push her away.
Okay, you don't want to push her away, but we have to wise up here and understand that your daughter likes a dope boy. That's what she fell for it. She likes it. It comes with some positive aspects on the side that she thinks are positive, but there's so you can see right through it. I would definitely be there for her. Don't over nag.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
It's probably going to fall apart eventually. Just be there for her. You know, try to push her the right direction.
Don't be a nagger.
Yeah.
don't, because that makes the girl like him more.
Right.
Like if you are a mom and you're saying, no, he's a bad boy, that makes it sexier.
Yes.
That okay. makes it like yes. more appealing. But you still got to participate. Like if you're seeing signs, you got to let your daughter know and be aware because you don't want her to be with somebody who puts hands on her or puts her in bad situations
yes,
or whatever else. So
exactly.
It's much better for you to be, you don't want to be a friend, but you have to be somebody she trusts to tell mm-hmm. when it gets bad.
To help her along the journey.
And it probably will get bad at some point, whether it's with what he's doing or how he's doing what he's doing. It might not be illegal, but if he's putting that impression on you, that means
yeah.
that it could go left. So you want to have access to her when it does. So don't push her away.
And you're probably right because you've been there, you've seen it, you're older, you're wiser. But, you know, you can be told a million times, but you want to experience it first yourself.
Yeah, there we go. Mm-hmm. All right, let's see here. One says, I need advice because my boyfriend, I think, still loves his ex. But he's the dream guy for me. Ooh. I feel like I show more love to him than he could ever show me. And don't get me wrong, I understand that everyone needs time. But what do I do in this situation?
That's a tough one. You could stick it out and show him that you're the best. Sometimes that works. You stay in it. You keep doing the best things that you can for a relationship. But if his heart isn't really into it with you and he's always thinking about his ex, I mean, ultimately, it might not work. But there are some cases where if you stick it out and, you know, somebody might end up wising up and realizing, you know what? She's been there for me. She is better. It just depends on how long you want to wait.
I wish we could know if he really does, because there is a chance that he does. But there's also a chance that you're kind of like overthinking, overanalyzing things, because him being your dream guy and how much love you show him, like you said, you could tend to pick every little thing apart.
Women don't nitpick. What are you talking about?
I mean, she might be nervous, but competition is also pretty dope. Like, iron sharpens iron.
Yeah.
If you're really trying to win this man and you see he's into his ex because they got more history,
yep.
that might motivate you to be better. There's nothing wrong with being motivated to do better. Some people have gotten fined because of that motivation. Some people have been more conversational because of that.
Gotten raises. Like,
but you don't want to feel like you're competing.
But let that little competition ain't hurt nobody.
But if you're in an exclusive relationship, there shouldn't be anybody else that you feel like you're
competing
with.
But that's your dream guy. But you're going to let that lady who lost him take your dream guy?
Hell no.
Hell no. Tell him, Mary.
Hell no. You better step up.
Let the tattoos speak.
Make him something special. Dress up nice. You should be the winner. Show him that you deserve
Amen,
him.
Amen, sister. Amen, sister. Tell him that talk right yeah. there. Competition ain't hurt nobody.
If I was him and I saw that being a situation, I would just entertain both of y'all.
Okay. Well, that's because you're dirty, Dobby.
No, yeah, I think a lot of men would, though.
You're a dirty
if that's
boy.
A possibility.
Yeah, it's
very
that.
Much a possibility.
Until we crown our winner.
We will crown a winner next week. All right, we got your calls coming up next for round two, 888-429-0941. All right, Freak Show, Therapy Thursday, taking your calls. We just got a answer from somebody who went through it. She said, I was living the whole saved dresses down to the ankles, and one of them bad boys came through.
Yeah.
And was a bad influence, but because what I would have wanted to hear from my parents was, we trust you, but we don't trust him, because it rebuilds that and doesn't tear down that trust that you have in the girl, because you make her feel like you don't trust her wishes. She's going to fight for the bad boy.
The correct. Mm-hmm.
So it's much better to re-empower that young lady and say, hey, we believe in you and we trust you. We've raised you, but we don't know him, and he ain't impressing us.
Yeah. Right.
And it ended up not somebody she needed to be around, and she said she was pushed because of her parents not doing the right thing. So that's a good nugget of advice right there.
Yeah.
You got a lab coat.
Yes.
All right, we gave you a lab coat.
I have one here. It says, I've been dating my boyfriend for over a year, and right now it's getting a little tough because we just found out he's about to be deported. I brought up the fact that maybe we could get married, and he's not exactly into the idea, but I feel like he should be because he basically hit the lottery. Do you think I can talk him into it? Is this a good idea?
Yes, I do think you can talk him into it quite easily. Once he sits and he thinks about it and doesn't, you know, I'm assuming he probably doesn't want to go back to where he's from. This is your way out. Or actually, your way in.
Yeah.
But wait, she said he hit the lottery, so that means she's like a come up.
She is a come
she
up.
She is.
For sure.
And she knows
yeah,
it.
But he doesn't want the come up.
He does. He doesn't want to seem too excited about
too
it.
Too desperate.
He doesn't. Yeah. It's definitely on the front of his mind.
And those you know more people who have done
I
that.
Do.
They don't.
I know.
They don't last.
Not sometimes they do. Some
really?
Sometimes those relationships last. Yeah,
wow.
Absolutely. Sometimes they were going to get married anyway. Maybe these two would get married in 3 years anyway. They just kind of rush into process.
Wow. Okay.
Save the man.
This says, okay, well, this is Louie from Northport. I work with a friend of mine since high school. We've been best friends since day one. Recently, he's been abusing medication, stealing sales from me, and other coworkers. He's been selfish a lot lately, and I've let him know that it's getting in the way of our friendship, and yet it continues. So now I dropped him completely. I unfollowed everything on his socials and stopped talking to him at work. Am I wrong?
No, not at all. I think you need to protect yourself. It sounds like there's an addiction issue here. I mean, you can't just have somebody in your circle that's stealing from you and messing up everything that you worked for.
That's Absolutely hard. Not. That's hard, though. That's hard if you got somebody who's struggling.
Like, I understand that.
If you're the people who are the inner circle for him and you drop him, that means they got nobody.
I never said to drop him. You can definitely be there for him and help him maybe rehab or whatever that can be, that avenue. But you're hurting me now, the person that has been here for you for such a long time.
I was always told be mad at the disease and not be mad at the person. Be mad at what they're doing because of why they're doing. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, that's
like
tough.
Because he just identified everything as far as dropping.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've unfollowed him. I stopped talking to him. Blah, blah, blah. So what I'm saying is, if you drop him, now you're just leaving him to the people who are out there drugging.
Mm-hmm.
Drugging people become your best friends because your friends all bailed on you. And I get it's hard, but
these are decisions
that's a
that
hard
you make,
that's a
though.
Hard decision to make. It ain't just easy as just get away.
No, it's not that easy. But at the same time, you want somebody that's gonna have some accountability and try to. You can't help somebody that doesn't want to help themselves. So don't. I would say you don't cut them off completely, but you definitely limit your quote unquote exposure to them, your liability. Try to make it to a point where they can't steal money from you. And then try to help him. And remember, that ain't that same homie from day one from high school. That's you're dealing with a different person now. But be there and try your best to help him without putting yourself in a hole.
Yeah.
Wow. Somebody just added in, an addict will only get help when they want the help.
Right.
So that's very true.
Exactly. So protect yourself.
Out of 813, we have one. I've been with my boyfriend for a few months. I have a lot of trust issues, overthinking issues, thinking he's cheating on me whenever we're not together. He swears he would never hurt me in that way. How do I let go of trust issues and make this relationship work?
That's something it starts with you. Okay, you can't just be blaming everybody because it's going to go on to the next relationship, to the next relationship. Do you want every relationship to fail because you think everything is going to be the same? No, you need to work on yourself.
And you also have to realize that those trust issues could ultimately be the deal breaker that has you home alone, single and sad. It's a conscious effort that you have to make when he's not with you. Try as much as you can to like limit and control your thoughts. Like, you don't have those worst case scenario thoughts running through your head when you want to blow his phone up and accuse him of something. Take a step back,
right,
and just remember that everybody deserves the benefit of the doubt
until they don't.
Right.
Yeah, until they show you otherwise. Yes. It doesn't sound like this dude has done that.
There you go. All right, one more. What does it say about men that all women end up with an unfaithful guy? All of my friends end up with a man who cheats. I want to know what you guys have to say about it because there are no good guys out here.
You shouldn't generalize again, like just because they're male or female doesn't mean that they're necessarily going to cheat. Maybe you are picking the wrong person.
That's very true.
I mean, maybe your picker is off. You keep picking the bad boy. You keep picking this person. And you shouldn't just say that all of them are cheating. Maybe that's how you feel at this moment. Maybe that's what's going on right now. But that doesn't mean it's going to happen for the end of time.
Every time you end up with one of those guys, if you and your friend circle meeting bad guys, you need to play this in your head. There's an old song, a dance song. I think it was like CNC Music Factory. Like, I got the power. You remember that old song?
Yeah, yeah.
Who has the power dynamic in sex? Who decides we're going to do it?
Usually the women.
Women do.
Women have the power. Yeah. So if you're getting abused by some cheaters, you're giving that power to them. Like, you decided that they were worthy to get the Scooby snacks. So your picker, like you said, is off.
Mm-hmm.
You're picking the wrong guys. You have the right. No dude has woke up and said, you know what? I'm having sex today. We don't get to decide. Mm-hmm. Ladies get to decide. So you run the power dynamic. It's all up to you. The power's in your hand. You need to hear it in your head every time you meet one of them bad dudes and decide, is this dude worthy of it? Or should I use my power and say bye?
Or hold
That's
off.
I think you
hold
should
out
do.
A little bit more.
Play it in your head.
And
I got the power.
There's also something to be said about you and your homegirls are always getting cheated on. Like, I think it's not always 100%. I mean, can we take a look in the mirror real quick?
Man.
What is it about you and your homegirls that can't keep a man faithful? It's not every man in the world, like you said. It's your friend group, and there's an issue there somewhere.
You had to choose violence.
It's just true.
It's not me. It's you.
They went from I got the power to ooh, that Dobby's just evil. That's it.
The Freak Show Podcast. Orlando and the Freak Show. Mornings from 6 to 10. Wild 94.1.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.